It's that time of the program to say hello to our resident newsman. That is Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you along during these sleepy summer months. Oh, they've been anything but that for you, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. It's been crazy busy, but it's better than the alternative, right?
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, you're kind of bringing us some of the gems from Israel that you recorded when you were over there for Cyber Week. So maybe let's start pointing to that topic or that headline that you have. It's one of your first reports on your experiences at Cyber Week in Israel.
Yeah, actually, I called in to my own show on Monday. That would have been, what, the 25th or 6th, and talked to Matt. And I was actually out to dinner with a bunch of friends, 7-hour time difference. So it was 10 o'clock at night in Israel, and we had just done the first 2 days of what we were doing. The first day, they took us around, met us, introduced us to a lot of people. But Monday was the first day of the conference where Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke, and it was his idea to come up with these cyber weeks 7 years ago because he really wanted to emphasize that Israel is really about technology and cyber security technology in particular. And that whole week was reinforced with who they introduced us to. And we had very high level introductions. I mean, at foreign minister level kinds of people we were meeting. But this was 20 journalists from around the world. There's four from the United States, and then everybody else was from Latin America and Germany and France and Korea and Vietnam and Poland even. So there was lots of folks there. Most of them were newspaper or magazine types. There was a few that were TV types. But it was a great experience. I had never been to the Middle East before, so now I have.
By the way, did you find any kind of common areas of interest or concern among the journalists?
Well, cybersecurity. I mean, that's what everybody's concerned about right now. Is just because you can put it online, should you put it online? And if you do put it online, how do you protect it? Because that's the one thing is you put it online, and anybody in the world that has that kind of expertise can get in if you haven't got it secured. Israel, because it's been in a state of war essentially since 1948, and the fact that all these kids in Israel, there's like 60,000 boys and 60,000 girls, literally, that have to do military service, for women for 2 years, men for three. So they get all this really great training in the military. A lot of them go into the super secret 8200 unit, which is the cyber intelligence unit, and they come out of that, and they've essentially been in cyber war for 3 years, right?
Yeah.
So they have they have incredible experience that is incredibly valuable to everybody else.
Sure.
And that's what Israel's marketing.
So, Mike, what would be some of the other high points of what you're going to be sharing with MI Tech News about your trip to Israel?
We were introduced to some different companies doing different things. For instance, one of them was the former head of the Israeli equivalent of the FBI, the Internal Security, and who said that that automakers should stop developing autonomous vehicles until they figure out the security part. Now, clearly that's not going to happen, but it was certainly a controversial point to make, and I pounced on it right away and did a story. Then there was some innovative companies we saw in Jerusalem. This was a cross between a venture capital company and an angel company, where they have all these accredited investors, that's high net worth people from around the world, who pool their money, $440 million, and they've been investing it in technology companies around the world, and they've had incredible success with that. And $10,000, it buys you in, but you have to be an accredited investor to get it. Then we saw, when we were out at Beersheba, which is Ben-Gurion University in the middle of the Negev Desert. I mean, it was really hot. It was really hot. And so they have an incubator there for cybersecurity companies, and Deutsche Telekom had a lab there, and they showed us how to do a hardware hack of a smartphone. It's very simple. For instance, if you have a broken screen, are you going to go back to Samsung or somebody to buy it? Typically, what you're going to do is buy one of those on eBay or something.
Sure.
And that's when the bad guys put the hack into it. So you put that screen on your smartphone, and they've hacked your smartphone.
No kidding.
So So I've got a video that we're going to be posting of how that works.
Oh,
and there's a white paper that's coming out next month that explains it.
Well,
so that's another one.
All right.
And then lots of good stuff.
Yeah, well, I want to give it all away, Mike. We're going to be, we'll spoon feed the folks the rest of the information. So those are some of the highlights, folks, of what Mike's experienced in Israel when he was there. And as you can see, it's going to be well worth watching MI Tech News and the headlines. Just kind of quickly, a couple other things that you have up there. I see that free admission to the Internet of Things Tech Connect at the Troy Marriott is going to be ending. The free admission part is going to be ending. So you're urging people to sign up now.
Yeah, till till July 31st. Free admission for the show. But we've talked to a lot of people. I must admit, I'm co-producing the show with CloudTech1.com.
Full disclosure.
And we talked to a lot of people that said, you know, if you give it to them for free, you're going to only have 50% of them show up. And so we're going to charge a nominal $19.95, that's $19.95, to attend a two-day show. My partner, Rick Beckerders, and I went to one in Chicago where they were charging $1,000 a head to get in. Yes, so I think $19.95 is a reasonable number.
Yes, I think it is.
And the point being, if you invest a little money, you're highly more likely to attend than if you invest no money.
Yep.
But in this case, till the end of this month, you can sign up for free. But after that, it's $19.95. And the show is October 11th and 12th. At the Troy Marriott.
Okay. Just kind of quickly then, Mike, one of the other headlines I saw here in MI Tech News this week was that AT&T is bringing 4G LTE to two of Michigan's tiniest towns.
Yes. It's called Omar, and according to the census, it's Michigan's second smallest city. I don't know how small it is. I think it has a population of 313, but they're going to get 4G LTE service. The other one is called Village of Parrington in Gratiot County, a population of 406. They're also going to get the 4G LTE service, which allows them then to stream a bunch of video and do digital things in a much faster way than they would under 3G.
You know, that
of course,
kind of
5G is coming at some point. Yeah. I don't know whether it's going to be this year, but soon.
You know, Mike, that kind of ties into something that we've been talking about on the show today, and that is the whole business of Microsoft's announcing their project to use is called Rural Airband Connect, where they're going to try to encourage all sorts of different segments telecom industry, to invest in the white spaces, the TV white spaces. And Michigan is one of the states that has been targeted to use. It'll be interesting to see what the impact is in other small towns throughout Michigan. Mike, we've run out of time right now, but I want to thank you again for being here. And folks, if these headlines have interested you, intrigued you, they're a great source of information about entrepreneurship and about technology throughout the state of Michigan and around the country and the world as well. MI Tech News, that's it. MITechNews.com. You simply put your email address in there, and it's absolutely free. Go to internetadvisor.net, and you'll also see the sign-up links down there and our weekly posting of some headlines that Mike has from MI Tech News. Mike, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Foster. You too.